What's up, everybody, and welcome to a very special Saturday edition of the Fig Guys. I am the OG Fig Kid, Thomas Montalto. Joining me, as usual, the hottest hot tag partner in the business.
It's me. It's good old Mike B. I almost got lost there for a second. I was just stuck in Dramatico's eyes. but guys, it's Saturday. The Elimination Chamber is happening in like an hour. We got awesome guests, awesome news, awesome stuff going on, because we got the one and only Tom from Ringside here to talk about the biggest surprise drop of 2025. I mean, come on, man. What a rush.
And can you believe it's only February?
It's crazy. I got
my Hawk haircut, so. Dude,
you know, I thought about an animal haircut. I was thinking about it. Like I just shaved my head not that long ago, and my hair, like, lucky for me, grows back pretty fast. And I was like, should I do a mohawk for this? And I was like, nah, people are gonna want me to have side hair and a rat tail. So I better
The memes, man. Think of the memes.
Absolutely. Let's jump right into this. A little over a week ago, Ringside pops up a video, and at unsanctioned classic superstars, check the site out, the 26th, there's going to be a drop. Speculations running crazy all over the internet. It's amazing. Like we speculated it on this show, all the other podcasts were talking about it. And then on the 26th, 4 p.m., not only do you announce the line, but boom, they're on sale with the Road Warriors. Dude, this is the way you do a drop. You don't tease people for a year or 2 years. You wait till you get them in hand of the Road Warriors, and they go on sale. What a buzz. Like, congratulations, guys. Like a big congrats for this. It's amazing. They sold out so fast. Like, let's talk about it.
For sure. Yeah. Thank you. First of all, great to see you guys, as always. I'm always happy to be with the Fig Guys. I feel like it's not often enough, so hopefully this changes it a little more. I'm happy to be around. I would love to. You're both my pals, so it's great to see your faces.
Always.
Thank you also for the sellout. I mean, it's not just you guys. Everyone that bought a copy of these, or whatever you call, I guess, a copy of figure. Sure. anyone that's like jumping in on the back order, like I can't say enough how like overwhelmingly I appreciate that level of support for a line like this. So much appreciated. Huge thank you. And I'm ready to see what the future brings. You know, I know we're like kind of basking in the energy of, you know, Hawk and Animal finally having figures after 15 years, but yeah. You know, at least like modern scale figures, but you know, the future is going to be hot. It's going to be really cool.
Yeah, absolutely, man. No, it's crazy. And the best part is that they're still up for order. You can get them. They're not gone for good. I had a bunch of people texting me. They were like, no, I missed it. I was at work. And I was like, no, go over there. Use our code. Use anybody's code. Use, you know, get that 10% on your deal, but get, you know, go get your figures, man, because once they arrive, and I was like, oh, these are going to be so cool, man. And I take them out of the box. Like, you know, I was watching everybody unpack them. I watched Brian Myers do it and everything, but like, you got to get them in hand, man. They are so, so well detailed. I mean, the shoulder pads, phenomenal job on the shoulder pads. Like they're not, you know, super rock plastic. They've got a little bend to them. They're spiky. They're fantastic. But like, quality wise, you know, these aren't cheap, hollow out toys. You know, you're not trying to throw shade at any companies out there, but the legs move. You know, there's no problems going on, but the detail on the scans, everything, like, I absolutely love Hawk's tongue being out here. Absolutely. You know, that look, you could see down to the back of his throat. Like, look at how awesome
that was. The idea, obviously,
that was it. Articulated tongues, man.
I gotta make sure we can see Hawk's tonsils.
Doctors are happy about it. Phenomenal job. I mean, tattoo detail, deco up the thing, removable knee pads, points of articulation are phenomenal. Like, it is a solid, well put together product. It's not something, you know, to bat an eye at. It's definitely a figure to take serious if you're into the collecting, you know. It's great.
Love the good word. Love to hear that you're that satisfied with it. Do you? I got to ask you guys: are you into the red and black or the international gray variant?
I'm gonna admit I'm into the international gray. Like I, me too, those
Tommy.
Are my favorites.
I'm with you on that. You know, I obviously like as I've been just shouting from the rooftops for the past few days, like. Intellectual properties that don't belong to us, you know, unfortunately, we won't be producing that. Having been said, LOD, like my first like real big explosion with LOD was LOD 2000. So I knew who they were before that, but like, I was like, that's when I like, for me at that time, it was like a huge jump, interest in wrestling and everything. So around like 97, 98, whenever they were doing that. And then I was like reading magazines and right before that, and there's like plenty of Hawk and Animal, like in Japan, like all their international matches and kind of like this mismatched gear. I was like this, you know, I think LOD 2000, they kind of evolved from this to that, but I love like that. I like Animal's like kind of gold tights and like the Legion of Doom in the front, and then Hawk like matches him but doesn't match him. Like there was something really raw about that to me, like something really like edgy about the fact that they were just like still teaming, but you know, so many tag teams always kind of look exactly the same, including these guys, and it's not there's no problem with that, but the fact that they were just like, this is how Animal looks, this is how Hawk looks, but they still kind of match. I always loved it. So I was absolutely pumped to be able to have some of the first versions come out be these versions right here. So
yeah,
I mean, the Road Warriors to me, and I don't think there's much debate, the most iconic tag team of all time. Like I just don't think anybody could touch them. Me and Mike, when we first started working together, one of the first things we did was a whole episode based on the Road Warriors because of just what they mean to wrestling. But like these figures, they're so toyetic. The Road Warriors, probably the most toyetic wrestlers of all time.
Yeah,
I know I'm going out on a limb saying that, but if you give these to like a 6-year-old kid who's never watched wrestling, they're going to be like, oh my God, these are cool, and play with them. Like,
yeah.
You cannot not be amazed by figures like of guys wearing a face paint with the shoulder pads, the haircuts. It's just something that's going to capture a little kid's attentions. Now, with how big the Road Warriors are and launching this line, did you guys say, okay, we got to start it off with iconic, and the Road Warriors are that?
I think it was kind of an easy layup in that respect. Like, I don't want to say we were just like, we got to start, and we got to start with Road Warriors. But when we saw our options in front of us, and it's like, you're kind of looking at it, it's like, well, you know, they haven't been done in so long. Like, the demand is so high. Like, we're really, really confident about the development of what we're working on. Like, that was a big part of it for me that put so much confidence behind these for me. It's like, I knew these were going to turn out like really nicely. Of course you don't want to be overconfident, but I had a really strong feeling just like as a collector myself, as like both having wrestled and being a wrestling fan myself, just like every up and down like aspect of thinking about like what I would want out of an action figure. Like, I was thinking about that with respect to development, and we have just like, I can't stress enough, like a really like kind of incredible few people behind developing these. And I think it was just kind of the perfect storm of all of this coming together, and it's like, okay, Road Warriors, let's do it. Like, this is how we're going to jump in and really like kind of start everything off with a big explosion. So.
Yeah, no, exploding indeed. I heard a lot of people very thankful that they do not have to search aftermarket $250 to buy.
For sure.
You know, and price point. I know Brian Myers said a great thing on their unboxing, where he's like, you guys could have easily charged $70. For this 2-pack, nobody would have had an eye.
Yeah,
you know, it still probably would have sold just as well. But like, it's very reasonable for anybody who's you know, I'm in the market for wrestling figures. It's a nice thing. You know, you don't have to worry about breaking your bank, especially on 2-packs. You never know. You know, it's a lot to go through. So we thank you for that, because it works
again,
out so well.
Not to throw shade at anybody else, but the indie toy lines, a lot of the times the prices are a lot more. these are just a fair value price point compared to other elites and Jazzwares figures. Like, it's amazing. But I want to talk about, let's go back to the other day. You guys, obviously, you have to be nervous going through that day with the launch and like wondering how it's going to take off. And then they sell out. Like, what was that day like for you guys? Were you and John on the phone all day? Be like, oh my God.
I mean, it was a long day. It's been a extremely long week. Like, I was telling this to the AIC guys who I spoke to yesterday. I already, my job is like pretty busy, you know, with Ringside. I wear a ton of different hats. Like, I always have. The hats only seem to get more mature as I get older. And, you know, we really, Ringside is just kind of this like beacon of chaos in a lot of ways and a well-oiled machine in a lot of ways. And kind of finding the balance between that is really important to keep things going. And I would say this past week, that balance kind of like blew up a little bit. And so it's just gotten like 10 times busier. I'm thrilled by it. I'm very happy about the reaction to these, but yeah, it was a chaotic week. It was a chaotic day. I think making sure that there's a few different sides of it. You want to make sure that everyone's seeing these, and anyone that just wants to jump and buy them and, you know, ignore all the hubbub about what's seeing photos is one thing, but like being online and chatting with everyone about it and jumping into like the discourse over it, that stuff to me, like, I really wanted to make sure that my unboxing, like, I've in the past had a lot of like extra hype in these unboxings. And
yeah,
I think it's really important to bring that energy to the table, kicking off a new line also, because
100%,
you know, as you guys know, a huge part of what's made me very tired over the past week is explaining to people that these are not Mattel or Jazzwares figures. And
yeah,
it is not a knock to either company whatsoever. Like, I love the Elite 30 Road Warriors. Like, there's tons of Jazzwares figures that I like, but I want to be like absolutely clear. Like, this is RSC Toys. Like, if you were already paying attention with Bell to Bell, like, the wheels were already turning. Like, the RSC Toys logo is on those figures. There's a new one right there for you.
Ooh, we'll talk about that in a minute.
Yeah, that's hardcore. But like showing people that RSC Toys is like kind of here to make an impact was really important to me. And I wanted to make sure that there was a lot of good, fun energy behind it, because, you know, it can be a lot of times like, overly, in my opinion, like a little overly competitive. And, you know, competition is good, but like not when you're getting so deep that, you know, people are getting really like tribal about it. I want to eliminate that with some like nice fresh energy. And like, you got RSC Toys, there's a lot of options. And Tom, to your point of before about like the indie companies, like, I have tons of respect for people that like are doing that on their own, because it's really challenging for me at this level, like with Ringside behind me, which is not, you know, it's a challenge for me but it's a different challenge, right? Like, Ringside is not Mattel. It's not Jazzwares. Like, we have a lot of work to do to get these done and make sure they're top quality. So like, indie toy producers, it's also a lot of work and it's really difficult. And I'm not going to knock anybody for like, it took this long or it didn't take that long. Like, I can't knock that stuff, cause I know how hard it is to get this stuff done. What Absolutely. I'm more, you know, psyched and jazzed about is like, there are a lot of options right now. You get to see a lot of different things, a lot of different quality. It's like the Jax years, for example, there's like no indie toy lines, no competitor wrestling, like nothing. Now we have like indie toy lines, like official toy lines, like two competing companies. And now you got RSC Toys right in the middle of that, like to bridge the gap between what your like most perfect wrestling figure collection could or should be. And to me, that's like 100% what I was shooting for. And the energy I kind of wanted to bring to the table with, you know, the unboxing. And like, when I say like disappointment after disappointment in that unboxing, it's like not a knock at somebody. It's like, what's disappointing you and how can we like help bridge that gap? You know what I mean? Like, what's going to make this exciting? So I kind of feel like we did that. I'm hoping it continues. And I'm just like, I'm so pumped for what's coming. Like I wish I could just like rifle off a list of names to you right now and all that kind of stuff. And obviously we'll like talk about the future and things like that, but I'm really excited to show what's next. And you know, the reality is it's going to be sooner than later, because my number one priority here is quality first. Like, I'm not going to just put something out that I have an issue with just to like get it out quickly.
Yeah.
But my number two priority is speed, because we have an advantage in that, you know, we don't, you see like a new, what's that dude's name that Triple H let wrestle in the Royal Rumble?
Joe Henry.
No, not him.
Oh, I Show Speed?
Yeah, this guy. Yeah. So say you want to do like an I Show Speed figure. You know, you're going to be at least a year from that point that he jumps in, or whoever, right? You know,
right.
For us in that situation, it's not necessarily a year. It might take a while. And there might be a little time behind it, but I don't want to make any promises, but we're not looking at that kind of time frame if we're able to do this like efficiently. And efficiency is like a huge part of my job in a lot of different ways, and I want to make sure that carries over into this line too. So efficiency, I'm all about it. Let's like get it done quickly, but get it done with quality is the way I'm thinking of it. So
no, absolutely, it's awesome to hear, because it's, you know, obviously we know that you're one of us, right? You're one of the you're in the trenches with us. Mm-hmm. So
I'm down there.
To see you making, you know, a product, the turnaround and the quality of it. There's nothing cheap about these. There's nothing that feels slightly, you know, off compared to any of the big brand, you know, lines out there. It is a very solid quality product. I was slamming them around a little bit in my big ring, you know, and it's like, it's got the vibe. They bounce well. They got a little weight to them, you know. That's those little things add into playability, they add in the collectability. Like, kids will like them, adults will like them. You pose them, they stand correctly, they're not flopping over, falling off the shelves. They got really, really sturdy joints. Like, it's awesome to see. And like turnaround time, amazing, man. Like, at this day, is with wrestling in general, you know, in the broad spectrum, it's so hard to get a surprise drop on something, you know. There's leaks everywhere, there's always something popping up, the shoulder pads popping up on eBay or something, you know, 6 months ago. Nope, none of that.
We did it. The only thing more surprising would have been me in the Royal Rumble, and that's like an impossibility. So, you know, like, not happening.
he's probably in Toronto, he's got his gear on, he's getting ready for the
chamber. Dude, I want to talk about the packaging, because the packaging is absolutely
definitely.
Like the whole thing, like even in the back of the box, and just to show it off, the variants, you changed the packaging that the variants match the figures. Like, and a lot of times that's not done with chases and variants. Yeah. So I don't want to open them because the packaging is so beautiful. I love the artwork on it. I just want to put it, but I think I'm going to have to order another two sets so I could keep some mint on card and then have them open, because they're just that beautiful. And I'm creating a Road Warrior shelf of all my Road Warrior figures.
And those are going to be on there. That's good.
Oh, dude!
Front and center. The good thing is, you guys know that I'm like more of a, like a tear the packaging to shreds kind of guy. Like, I am not a packaging collector at all. Tommy, I see your ultimates back there, your ultimate wall, and it's like giving me anxiety, because like there is so much packaging in my life. Like, the people that are unhappy with, look at that. Oh, excellent.
They're beautiful.
The people that hate that I tear up packaging, what they don't understand is like, I just don't have the room in my life or brain for so much packaging. Me personally. So I got to like tear them up, and I know they're going straight to the recycle bin for me. So I'm like, let's have some fun with this, and let me just rip this to shreds. Like, I'm opening a present every time.
Oh, 100%.
But that said, these figures, the box has a nice little, I noticed you can open it and just kind of slide it out and slide it back in. So if you're,
you're
looking to go easy on these and you want to handle them with care, you can a little bit more than most figure packaging. So,
Well, I'll tell you.
And that's because we don't have retail to worry about, right? We're not going to have any like swaps or anything like that.
That is true. But I love the fact that you guys didn't do the new trend of like resealable packaging. That's not like for example, the big rubber guys, you can slide it in and out. To me, there's no such thing as mint on card because you could take it out, play with it, put it back in, and it's exactly the same. I love that you didn't do that with these, and I see other companies starting to do that now.
Did we do that? Isn't that the same thing I just said? Or I guess
it's
sealed.
It's just tape here.
Gotcha.
So you could prove it's a mint on card, where if you buy a big rubber guy, you don't know if it's legit mint on card or not.
Well, I'm sure the majors did that for a good reason. So I as I said, I can't knock the decision, but
yeah.
I see what you're saying. It's like definitely, you know, the seal is still there, but I'm saying if you're like someone that likes to kind of slightly break that seal, but take care of your packaging, you can still.
And I tell everybody this, like, it's your own collection, so do what you want. Do what makes you happy. So if ripping it open makes you happy, rip it open. If you want to have it in box, if you want to reseal it, and you're, that's fine. The only person you have to make happy with your collection is you.
Like, those are some words of wisdom, Tommy.
Right.
It's the truth. But let's talk about Bell to Bell for a second, because we get this amazing Sabu that comes with the point in hand. Like, I know you were working on this for a while.
A long time.
Like,
yeah.
It's like wine because it came out perfect. And again, you were
I'm glad you like it. Thank you.
Dude, you talking about the quality. And you waited and you nailed it, man. This thing is beautiful. The packaging, again, super thick cardboard. It's not flimsy. So if you want to, now these I open. Like, I have all my Superstars open. I have my Bell to Bell Road Warriors and Steiners open. Talk about this line.
Let me ask you, does it scale well with your Superstars? Are you 100%. Happy, like, how it appears next to them?
My Road Warriors have, like, beat up my Typhoon and Earthquake Superstars.
It's
amazing. They're great. So that are we going to be seeing more Bell to Bell? What's the future of this line?
Well, yeah, you'll be seeing more when it's appropriate. I have to say, like, you know, Unsanctioned has been my, like, personal priority for a long time, because while I understand, like, retro figures, I just, as a person, like, I have no real attachment to a lot of the older retros. And that's just, like, me being honest. Like,
I get it.
I was never a Hasbro collector. I was never, like, a big rubber, an LJN collector. Like, my like foray into wrestling came a little bit later. So I, like, the first for me was, like, bone crunching, you know? And I think it's more important for me to just, like, be honest about that and be authentic about that and know that, like, I know that there are people with really specific wants and needs with these other styles of figures. And, you know, I'm as you said, I'm, like, in the trenches. I read what everybody wants. I know what everybody likes. I know what everybody, like, doesn't like. Is there going to be some overlap here and there in different situations? Of course. But at the same time, like, I'm not ignoring anybody in any situation, and doing our best to put out something quality. I think the fun thing about, like, that Sabu, for example, the Steiners that we did, the Danhausen, Hawk and Animal, they don't, you know, the Remcos, they're limited in their articulation, right? It's like 4 points or 5 points or something like that. We added some extra articulation to this Sabu. So he's got elbow joints now. So you have a little bit of an upgrade there. And that is with, like, a parts library in mind to kind of expand these, you know, Remco style, we'll say, like, figures a little bit in the future for us, or Superstar style, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah,
but there is additional articulation in there, so that's, like, a nice new mold, and that's with future development in mind. Obviously, like, the pointing finger, that had to be done. You can't do Sabu without him being able to point at the sky.
Let's show off the headgear.
There it is. Yeah, the headgear. That was another one. Like,
amazing.
You know, yeah, and they did such an incredible. It took a while, like, for the factory and I to get on the same page on this, and not in a bad way, but it's just, like, I wanted to make sure this looked like Sabu's headpiece and, like, what it looks like when he has it over his head and so on. Like,
we've never seen this in a figure before. We've never seen the soft goods headpiece like this.
Yeah.
And it's,
well, tough. It's tough to do, right? Like, it's a soft goods, especially, there's all kinds of variables that come in and out of it. And I have to say, like, it took a while to develop. Like,
absolutely.
For a while, I was considering, you know, I didn't like the shape, right? Like, I was considering, like, a piece underneath to make sure there was that rounded shape to his head. Like, this is the level of detail I'm going to with this, you know, and I won't say too much about it. But what I'll say is, like, I didn't want to move forward with this until I was satisfied. So as you know, like belt to belt, it's been a while since we had a release. This one took a little bit longer, like a lot of other things going on as we expand and I, you know, get more support, you know, here or there, or whatever it is, like certain things are going to take time. This was one of those things. And I think it's good that it took a little extra time because we really got to get it out with some decent quality. So
no, even the gold pants, like you nailed the gold on these.
Yeah. Cool stuff.
Yeah.
You know, the bottom edges with like the sewing material, the sewn material on there too. I want to make sure you can, like, if you really want to like slide them up Sabu's boot, like you could do that a little bit more.
Cool.
You know, that kind of thing, really, really important. I think it's the little things, right?
Yeah, like, absolutely.
You watch a Sabu match, so many, yeah, there you go. So many of them, he looks kind of nice and neat, and others, he just looks like effing crazy. So I think to capture like somewhere in between that is a really good direction to take.
Yeah, so. No, absolutely. It is one of my favorite Bell to Bells to be released. I mean, you know, obviously a big ECW guy, but like Sabu is a character, you know, one of those kind of characters who looks phenomenal in figure form. You could do him in any style, and you know, he's got such a flair to him. And it's
for sure. You can't clone a guy like that.
Yeah, definitely. But I was like,
there's only one Sabu, and in his figures, same thing. You know.
Yeah, to add on to the headpiece, though, I understand like the way it lays on Sabu. I've never seen anybody get it right, and like with Tom showing it off here, it looks phenomenal, man. So I appreciate those little things. I'm a big sucker for accessories, so it was seeing little things like that, the details with the, you know, the elastic around the pants, so it fits the boot perfectly. Beautiful job, man.
Thanks a lot. I'm glad you like that one.
Oh, dude. I mean, I love all the Bell to Bell Road Warriors. Again, I'll buy every Road Warrior figure ever. And you nailed them. Like, to have them in that size, like, it's just amazing to have them with that. And I'm waiting for the Remcos to come in from Powertown. So see how those are. But again, I love it. And again, we have amazing quality 6-inch figures from you. So, like, can you tell us what exactly your role is with designing these figures? And
so I'm not a designer. I wish I were that talented, but you know, we have a really, really excellent designer involved across the board, like with sculpting, with gear designs, with the you know, kind of helping, assisting me with what would and wouldn't work in a gear design. As you mentioned the packaging before, like we have a really good packaging designer that we're working on. So we just kind of have been able to get a lot of wins across the board in terms of who's working on this. And I would call myself the kind of the manager of the line at this point. Okay. So my role is to make sure everything's, you know, I'm talking to the factory like more or less every day as I'm like working on other projects right now. Quality assurance, like I'm handling like just pretty much what you would handling prototypes, like what's going to work, what isn't, geez, all kinds of different things. I couldn't even give you like a laundry list, but I would say that like fully invested, fully involved, working with good supporting, let's say, team members, and really just kind of making sure that these come out in a way that we're all going to be satisfied with. I would say that's like my role, hands down. At the end of the day, I think a lot can be said about decision-making and stuff like that, but I want to make sure whatever goes out the door gets the kind of reaction and excitement that we've gotten with the Road Warriors. So hopefully it's the same way, you know, here on out with the next releases too. And I don't want to get greedy, so, you know, knock on wood, but like I'm hoping for the best here.
Yeah. Now,
is there a plan for like, are you doing these 6-inch figures like for who you choose? Are we trying to fill holes? Like, what is the plan for who you choose?
I like that you kind of framed it that way, because most everyone's asking me about cadence, I would say, and that I can't really give like a good answer on right now, because can I say to you that there will never be like a pre-order for this line? No, I can't say that. I think anything's possible, but didn't we all just have like an incredibly good time in a week from 1 week to the next week, like there's no Road Warriors figures, and then suddenly there's Road Warriors figures. Like that was a lot of, after 15 years, that's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I can't say I don't want to do that again either. So as far as like, you know, the goal of what to hit and what not to hit. Yeah. I think filling those gaps with your broader collection, whatever it may be, making sure that whoever we can hit that there is that need for, that is available, that we can work together with, and we can come up with something quality that we know everyone's going to like. That's definitely on my mind. Beyond that, you know, they're still toys and they're still fun. Like you said, like Mike said, they're a lot of fun at, like in a ring that you're using, and they have the right weight to them. Like there's a lot of good quality to it. I want these to be fun to play with also, you know, like I'm pumped for the adult collectors that can add these to their collection, but also like, I know what it was like when I was like 12, 13, 14, like even like kind of the age where you're supposed to grow out of playing with these. And like, I was, wrestling figures is what brought me back. Wrestling figures is like, to me, I came back from not playing with toys because wrestling figures were so fun. And I was like, I don't really care what age I am. Like, this rules. This makes so much sense to set these up. So yeah. For someone else out there, like feeling the same way, like I want them to feel like these are a lot of fun to play with. And I think that is like pretty high on my list too. Good quality, fun to play with. Let's, you know, fill in those gaps and let's just like make sure that we're not rivaling, but like on the same level as whatever else you're collecting, you know?
Yeah. You got to give those guys credit too, because there's not a man in this world that if you showed shoulder pads with spikes on, that isn't going to be like, oh my God, that's not the coolest thing ever. So for them to think that, and for us to get it in a toy, like it's just so frigging cool. I absolutely, absolutely love it. And again, you did such an amazing job with the shoulder pads, and the detail is just amazing. I love it.
Awesome. Yeah. I mean, very reminiscent, this style especially, very reminiscent of my Bone Crunchers, you know, and
those were the ones, right?
Like even posing them, like, you know, I was sending some pictures back and forth, but just like putting them up and like, I feel like a little kid again, like you get those little glimpses of playing with your Bone Crunchers, and
excellent.
That's a great vibe, you know,
and yeah,
you
don't get that
ever, you know, a lot. It's cool. So it's a little time machine encapsulated into very, very up to date action figure. It's fantastic, man. I was blown away with the drop, blown away with the quality. And now that they're in hand, like I'm speechless. It's very, very well done, man. Like I'm just so
Thank
good.
You. Thanks.
Yeah.
Now think of this too. Like the next time you guys drop a video with an announcement of this, like the excitement is going to be even more now that we know, like, because okay, we all love our retro figures. Some people love their LJN, some people love their Hasbros, but everybody's into like the modern scale. So yeah. Like the fact that we're getting these guys that we might not be getting anywhere else is just like absolutely amazing. And I think that makes it stand out even more too, because we've seen other people say you're getting 6-inch figures and they showed them off 3 years ago and we still don't have them. And again, we know there's work and everything, but just there's something to be said about the way you guys did it. When did you guys decide, hey, maybe we should, like, you know, we've been selling wrestling figures to sex successfully for years. This is a big undertaking. When did you guys think maybe let's dabble our toes in and see if we could start creating our own figures?
Jeez, man, if I'm being like just completely honest about this, like I love the Bell to Bell figures, but at that time I was already thinking about these, like already in my mind, like, I don't think it's like a wild thought to know that there are gaps in people's collections and, you know, full size figures that scale with your collection and aren't like, you know, again, like no knock to anyone that does like RA style or something right now, but it's like, it's not the same. And it's great to see names come out in that way for like Jack's collectors. And you can add to like your, you know, like your previous collection, but
yeah,
I know Mattel's out there. I know Jazzwares is out there, and I've known for a long time there's room for this type of situation. And as far as like pinpointing a date for you, I really couldn't say, but what I could say is that it's been in my mind for a long time. And so for this to finally be developed, come to fruition, and then just like a week later be in everyone's hands. I feel
so you just came up with the idea a week ago?
That's all it takes is a week. I feel like it is kind of a positive that, you know, we just worked behind the scenes. It's not that I'm not taking in, I don't want to take people's thoughts or opinions into account, because of course I do. But it worked out better this way, I think. And, we were able to take some time. There's no like set expectations. And now like we have like such an excellent process in place that, you know, we can do this in a much quicker fashion than what would otherwise, what might otherwise be expected, you know?
Yeah.
So, from a timing perspective, from the first time it popped into someone's head until now, who knows? But I know that now it's a pretty short window. It's a much shorter window than you might otherwise expect.
That's so cool. Very happy to hear that.
That's exciting. That to me, that is the most exciting thing. Like I love
now,
that.
Again, no promises, because if there, as I said, if there's something about it I don't like, it's like back to the drawing board, and I, you know, we'll wait a little bit of extra time to make sure this comes out in a way that's satisfying. I know it's hard waiting sometimes, but you know, it's, things are going to continue to be worked on like continuously. This is not something that's just gonna, there's no pause or break in this. There's no like there's no loss of license for us, like for, you know, like, you know, if heaven forbid like a company law, you know, hope, knock on wood, this doesn't happen to any of my the pals or friends of the companies that we work with, but if like their main wrestling license was gone, there might be a gap, you know, who knows? Like, or there was no gap between Jax and Mattel. I think they kind of had a little overlap even, but you never know. Like it's a modern era that was like over 15 years ago. Maybe it might be different this time. We don't have to worry about that so much, because I these are not really in my mind in waves at the moment. And not like thinking like Unsanctioned Classic Superstars Series 5 and then Series 6 comes out. It may be in the future, but not right now. So I'm more excited about the excitement and more excited about the fact that this could happen, you know, in a way that brings some surprise, brings some energy, keeps people like, okay, wait, looking like what's next, and, you know, keeps people on the forum, like between talking to me about this, and then like it gets them more. I want people to be like just as excited about these as they are about like the larger wrestling figure lines. Like maybe, you know, those lines were a little like exhausting or tiring for you, but now like this has kind of reignited your passion for all of it. Yeah. Like that's what I want. Like I want everyone to be pumped about, like across the board, about their wrestling figure collection. And I think this is the way to do it.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, even the original Classic Superstars, I mean, the Ruthless Aggression was going on for so long, and that brought great analogies. It brought that breath of fresh air, because you were like, I'm missing these names, never going to see them, because nobody thought we were going to get legends back then, you know? And it was the first time ever. So they're like seeing this kind of doing the same thing so many years down the line, like it's a good way to say history repeats itself, because I mean, until people get these in hands, the words are great and everything, but like I'm telling you, quality wise, for the people out there watching, listening, these are just as good, if not better, than what you'd be buying off of a retail shelf from any big name company. And I love the surprise of it all. It happened so fast. I'm still blown away by it. Let's put it that way. We did our show on Tuesday. They went up for order Wednesday. They're already here Friday. It's insane. Again, it was something lacking in the figure community in general. I mean, no matter what line you collect, there's not a spontaneous drops like this anymore. Sure. And it felt like going into KB Toys again and being like, where did this come from? Flipped back. Let me see the car. Like, yeah, it was awesome, man. It brought that beautiful, beautiful, collector out of you again.
That's fun, right? It's so much fun.
Absolutely.
And you know, thanks for the good word. And one thing I'd like to, you know, make sure that I make a point of on here is a couple things that I've been seeing that have come up a lot is like other intellectual properties. So like two things I want to cover. One of them is like, you know, so a lot of something that keeps coming up is animals' hair, right? And like, you know, I've seen a lot of like pretty intense comments that are like, this is really inauthentic and disrespectful because animal doesn't have his like side hair and his rat tail. Okay, well, you know, there's probably reasons for that. I understand you see LOD and you think like, you know, WrestleMania, whatever, where they're like an all red animal has like the hair he always had. And I also understand that he sometimes had this hair like on indie scenes or whatever, but like we had a ton of reference material for the Road Warriors. So Bob Mulrennan was our photographer at Wrestling Figs. Unfortunately, Bob passed away a couple of years ago.
Legendary wrestling photographer.
Wrestling photographer. Amen to that. And a good friend of mine, and I wish that he had been able to see these because I can't like stress enough how much he helped me out, because this guy, one day I was just like, Bob, we need some Road Warriors material. And this isn't the first time we asked him for reference material, but it was like, I knew this was going to be important. And this guy just sends me so many photos of Hawk and Animal, so much video material. He sent me like just random like tapes he had on DVD. And it was a blast. I couldn't believe that these guys had so much material, so much footage, and he was there to capture so much of it. So it's like, can I Google Road Warriors for you and be like, this is the photo that I chose? I can't, because not only do I not want to do that, it's not the case. Like, we had a lot, you know, I think it's really important that we kind of keep to ourselves what we're using. Don't set expectations for something like, you know, these are the WrestleMania Road Warriors. We do not have the WWE license, hands down, you know? So we have friends at Mattel. We have a great partnership with Mattel. We are in no way looking to stomp or, you know, violate anyone else's intellectual property. And perhaps like, doing animals' hair in that style is going to make this look way too close to some WWE intellectual property. So why test it? Maybe we do have like some indie footage where he has this same haircut, but if we can go with like a standard mohawk, which Animal had for a massive chunk of his career, this is not like, you know, a shocking thing. I understand if you're like a really specific collector and you want like this date and this is what you want in your collection, 100%. But that's not what these are, unfortunately. And if you want that, you know, maybe you'll be able to find that in the future or on the secondary market or what have you. But I've used this word a lot in the past couple of days, like amalgamation, which is like a combination of a bunch of different looks. I don't want to just like completely go down that road, but sometimes that might have to be the case, right?
So yeah,
might have to pull something from here, something from there. Animal wore this gear with this hairstyle, and that's part of the reference that we took, you know.
Like, that's pretty much all you need, right?
But yeah, it's like this is kind of a little bit of a fantasy line, let's say, and I like it that way. I think absolutely. That's a good thing.
Yeah.
And the thing to point out to people, it's the Road Warriors, it's not Legion of Doom.
Right.
Yeah.
Even though it says it right here on the site, you know. But still, they use that moniker a lot of different places, a lot of different ways. Yeah. And we're lucky enough to be able to have it on the tights here. And, you know, maybe something else is different, and that's just the way it goes, you know?
Yep.
It doesn't differ from the look.
That's what I'm talking about. That's,
you don't look
what
at this
for,
and you're like,
you know?
that's some guy cosplaying. No, that
yeah,
is
yeah.
an animal right there. And like, it's crazy.
I was telling the AIC guys this. My favorite, I like this makeup on the international one, I'll call it, with the yellow in there. I love just like the extra color. I think the yellow makes it pop so much more on that one. But I don't have the other head with me, but I like the this like the pursed lips on this likeness.
Oh, so good.
I dig absolutely. It so yeah. much. Like I look at them, I'm like, is that Joe Laurinaitis or is that Joe Laurinaitis? You know, like
yeah, absolutely.
That's him. Like, it looks so, it's such a great likeness.
So I love that head.
With that makeup, that's my like animal in my collection.
I agree. Michael, tell you, like I was, you know, growing up in the Northeast, I was a WWF kid, but AWA was on here, and I was captivated by the Road Warriors as a kid, and like them coming out to Iron Man at that time.
Yeah,
they were just the biggest badasses. Like I showed Mike the video, the one match in AWA where they were actually fighting with the audience. The audience was attacking them, and they were fighting through it just to get through the bag, and it's like. That's what these guys were. Like, they're bigger than life. They're so toyetic. I love it.
Yeah, for sure.
You said you had another point you wanted.
Yeah, the other point about. I just want to make sure is clear. Actually, we'll make it like 1.5. So the 0.5 is, you know, a cool new thing we have here, the knee pads, right? Like with the tabs on the back. You know, I see how people handle knee pads and other figure lines, and it's not that I think this is like the end all be all solution, but it's a different option,
yeah,
right?
Absolutely.
Let's do something new. The knee's bend pretty well with it. I haven't had any issue. I saw someone saying like their boot popped off bending the knee. I maybe they like bent it really hard or what, but like I've been able to bend them pretty well without the tabs popping off. And even if that happens, like, They're easy to take off and take like Ryan in the Major Pod video he was very worried to take his knee pads off, which I was like kind of chuckling at when I was watching it, and it was like, I don't blame him. I understand. Yeah. It's like I also get afraid to like take certain, you know, you see sometimes in my Elite unboxings, like I don't want to untie this tie because I know I won't be able to tie it back as good as like Mattel ties their soft goods, you know? So there are things that I tend to avoid, but what I can say is the knee pads, you can take them off and put them back on. They're easy. They're not challenging tabs. They're like actually really nice tabs. So that's like, that's the 0.5. The next thing is the scale. There was a lot of speculation when it was just photos. Like I was trying as hard as I could not to be like, these scale more with this than they scale with that, because I don't want anyone to take that as like, I like this company less than I like that company. Like I think these scale with Jazzwares figures. I think they scale with Mattel figures, but they're sized a little bit closer to like the Mattel size, you know, in my opinion.
Yeah.
And I think that was key for me to make sure, because I know that's like, I love that people are growing their Jazzwares collections, but they have huge Mattel collections, and I want to make sure we're filling gaps for everyone. So if you want Road Warriors with your Jazzwares figures, like another thing, these are all new parts. Yeah, it has like the, you know, the ball joints, and it's similar to some of the Jazzwares construction and molding. These are new molds. These are not Jazzwares molds. I haven't experimented with it, but I couldn't say for certain whether they mix or match with Jazzwares molds. So you know, try at your own risk with that sort of thing. But these are new. They're similar tech to that. It's kind of like if these two companies, like, I don't want to say that we're like, if they had a baby, but it's like similar to that, but I'm not going to say exactly that. So what I want to make sure is clear is that, like, you know, think what you will about the, you know, maybe they don't have enough size or whatnot, but they scale with your collection, regardless of, which toy company you favor or don't favor. And they definitely scale with some of the largest wrestling figure collections that people have. And I want to make that clear. They are not going to look like an eyesore on your shelf with the rest of your collection. And for me, that was a huge, extremely important aspect of like developing these, you know, like making sure the factory was like set on that and understanding what I meant by that. And I just wanted to make it really clear that these would scale in a way that, it's subtle, but the Hawk body and the Animal body, it's different tooling. It's
absolutely different, so compelled.
You know, and they're similar. It's not, and keep in mind, like, I want to build a parts library so we can make sure we keep the cost low for you guys and make you, like, if we get these sometimes like too specific, unfortunately we can't do that, you know, just like the larger companies can't. They can't,
right,
100% of the time, like, nail some it's a little expansive because they have a lot more to work with than, you know, than I would say like I do or we do,
yeah,
but they a lot of times they can't do it 100% of the time, and we definitely can't. So there's where are we going to, you know, mix and match based on what am I prioritizing? I'm prioritizing making sure that these are top quality and then making sure we get as many names as we can that people are going to be excited about as possible. Like, that's what I'm thinking about with this. So
yeah,
different parts, a little subtle, but they're different. And I intend to continue growing it, and we'll see how it goes from there, you know?
Yeah, that's absolutely awesome. I think that, like, I did see, you know, all the sizes are a little smaller than you, but I think they're, I don't know, you know, there's not an issue. It's not something that I'm going to look at and for, you know, and be like, that's, you know, he was, you know, he was as thick as a brick wall. There's no way he doesn't look, these look just like the road worker.
Yeah, I yeah. I think there's something to be said. I think they are still pretty thick. Like,
they
are.
Yeah.
I don't think these are unthick road warriors. And no, I think that when I first got these, I put them face to face with the bushwhackers that the elite bushwhackers that I just randomly had. And I was like, this looks like it makes a lot of sense. Like, these look like they should be standing in the ring across from the elite bushwhackers figures. And,
absolutely.
You know, it was kind of that simple. And I didn't want to really, I was like, this is where we should keep it. Let's go with this, you know?
Absolutely. They're amazing. Anybody involved, because listen, we love them. We're so thankful for them, but there's a lot of people involved in making these. Let's give some shout outs to the people that were behind the scenes and doing these, so we could like, let them get their flowers, because
absolutely,
an amazing job by everyone.
I have to just times 1,000 thank the visual designer. I have to times 1,000 thank the 3D modeler. You know, I'm not going to name names. The packaging designer, you know, it's very important for us, I think, to keep this within ringside at the moment, but you're right. Those people do deserve their flowers. All three of those people I just mentioned deserve beyond flowers in my book. And, you know, they've been excellent partners so far. I have to give my flowers to the factory that we worked with. Like, we have such a good relationship with this factory, and they really understand from a communication perspective what I'm looking for. And working together with them has just been like an absolute pleasure for me. You know, and I, you know, who can say that about their jobs very often? Not many people, but I can. beyond that, you know, I want to thank John and Trevor, like, to be able to, you know, be involved with this and give their thoughts and feedback as I'm working through this as well. They're putting a lot of trust in me, and like, I'm very thankful for that level of trust in knowing that, like, they trust my thoughts about when, how these should be released or how they should look or all of that. Because, you know, at the end of the day, this was like on my head, this project, and it's still on my head. So if something gets funky about it or goes wrong, like, I'm the one that's going to, you know, eat the crow.
Yeah.
So, the fact that they trust me with that, I think, is like a really huge blessing, and I'm very, very happy about it. I couldn't be prouder. Like, you know, I've been with Ringside. I had my, we'll call them the dark years, where I worked other places for 6 or 7 years. And, but I've known John since 2008 at this point, like, Trevor as well. We have also, I also want to like thank the social media manager that we have, who has done an excellent job of catering to me and, us as we try to make sure how to distribute these the right way. Like, that person has done just an absolutely like bang up job in supporting this line. Everyone just rules that I'm involved with this, and I think
that's awesome.
That's how you know, like, seeing these, that it worked out the right way. Because if even one of those you know, boards in the ship, so to speak, had a leak in them, probably wouldn't have been as awesome. So I love the lightning strike aspect of it, and I want to keep that going. I'm ready to like strike lightning a few more times, and let's strike with some lightning, and let's just, like, if it becomes second nature, that's okay too. But let's get into a groove with it where we're all really pumped about this, and we're like, all right, hell yeah, what's next? You know,
absolutely. That's awesome. I'm so excited for the future.
Yeah, me too.
I I don't even want to speculate because I'm not even a little bit.
Do you have a topic?
My favorite thing about wrestling is going along with the ride.
Okay. Because
you never know what you're going to get next. You know, it's wrestling. You never say never. So, like, I know that you know with the names from bell to bell with the freedom that you're going to have with this line to kind of go do what your creativity wants you to do. That gets me. That makes me want to collect the line even more because I know we're going to get the wildest of the wild.
I love that you're saying that, but I'm a little bit more psycho, so to speak, than everybody else. And so I'm like, Mike, I want to know your top pick out loud. Right. I don't got them.
I know Mike's top pick. I'm turning this around on
you guys for a change. And
I want to hear Tom say my top.
Mike's top pick is Raven. He wants a Raven mm-hmm. six-inch figure. Mm-hmm.
ECW in general, you know, very not that it doesn't get enough love because it is, you know, big, but there's so many names out there that
for sure.
You know, your Shane Douglases, your Chris Candidos, mm-hmm. they belong in this form.
Yeah,
they need to be in this form. You know, they need to be celebrated and respected. Mm-hmm. And you know, Tom brought up a great idea, or not a great idea, but a great thing about the packaging too. Beautiful for signature. I couldn't tell you how amazing this would look with an animal and hawk. You know, sadly they're no longer here to do it, but I mean that beautiful piece. But so many of these guys work these conventions, they work, you know, the wrestle cons and stuff. This is a good brother handshake, you know. And then that's exactly what you want to see. But yeah, ECW people, a lot of rare WCW names that are, you know, just like your Norman Smileys and your names like that. So then we probably will never see in toy form outside of who can, you know, get them on the independent side. Mm-hmm. And that's what I'm excited about, man. A lot of good vibes on that. Cause I love you can't have history with your missing pieces. And I'm all about filling in those holes. I love it, man.
love it. Yeah. I like all the names you said. So
there we go. All right.
There you go. I mean, again, a huge congratulations to you guys. Tom, your pick.
No, he's trying to get out of it.
You want me to?
Yeah, I'm waiting for your pick. You're not going anywhere until I get it.
I'm gonna say the Brooklyn Brawler. We need a
Brooklyn
six
Brawler.
Inch.
Okay.
We need a six right. inch Brooklyn That's Brawler, please.
Okay. So.
I love that. I don't think we'd get that in a main line, but sign me up for that. Like, how have we never gotten, other than a big rubber guy, I don't think he's ever had a figure, has he? Or maybe Jack's Classic Superstars.
Classic Superstars he was in.
Yeah.
Not enough, though. Definitely.
Not enough, definitely. Yeah.
So that's my pick. But again, like,
I'm here for it all. I'm always like, I need Glacier. I need this. You know, there's so many guys that are figure friendly that just did not get a beautiful shot at it. It's like, come on, man.
One thing with respect to that, I will say, like, I'm not going to knock anyone that doesn't want a figure or doesn't want to be involved. And, you know, because it happens.
Totally.
Like, you gotta keep that in mind. Not everyone I can't say a name out loud, but there's like probably more than one name at the top of my list that I know for 100%
doesn't want a figure,
is not interested and doesn't want a figure right now. A bummer, you know, like with the, you know, in my opinion, the possibilities, but if they don't want it, that's okay. I respect that choice.
Exactly. And, we have to,
you know, that's all there is to it. You know,
we don't know their reasoning. And so they have a reason and, you know, we just got to respect it. But
even if it's the worst reason in the world, I'm cool with it. It's like, okay, like that's their,
if it's their feelings, it's you just got to respect it.
You know?
Exactly.
So I get it.
But again, this week you sell out within a couple of hours, off to a great start. Let's hope it continues. Congratulations. Yeah. Best of luck.
Thank you.
We need to see you on here more. So we're definitely going to start.
Bring me back. Absolutely. I'm ready for it. So
absolutely. Yeah. Anything in closing you want to tell the people before we head out of here that we didn't touch on?
No, I don't think. I want to say thanks. I'm really pumped that everyone's pumped. And, you know, let's, Are you guys going to be in Vegas for WrestleMania?
I will be.
This guy
Vegas.
Will.
Okay.
Yes, I will.
Mike,
I'll be
what
there
the
for
heck,
10 days.
Man? You can't. You can start walking now.
I'm the Easter Bunny, guys. I got.
Okay. Oh, is that that weekend? Okay.
It is. Yeah.
That's fair.
Yeah. It's not for me. All right.
if whoever's around Mania weekend, if you're like, if we're crossing paths, like, and you see me, just like, first of all, like, thanks to everyone who bought these. I couldn't thank you enough, but also like, if you want to, like, you know, shoot the breeze with me about this quickly, like, wherever we are, whatever's going on, as long as I'm not busy doing something else, like, that is very clear that I'm doing something else, like, let's talk. I want to, you know, I want to see everyone. I want to talk to everyone. Don't be shy. Like, you know, there's a lot of excitement here, and I'm just as excited as everyone else. So, thank you very much. And if you're around to chat, let's chat.
Absolutely. Love and save some time. We could grab a bite to eat or whatever when we're out in Vegas. If you get a free minute, I know you're busy that weekend.
You know, that's tough for me. I don't even know. I don't even know what food is that weekend, but you know, until I get into Vegas. You know, maybe the event and start eating hot dogs or something.
Yeah. It's hard enough to plan a meal when you're in Vegas, let alone WrestleMania weekend, alone, you know, you're doing all this other stuff. Of course you're going to be busy.
And I'm looking forward to that stuff. Every year, let's see what Mattel's got. I'm pumped about that too. Absolutely. Like the Jazzwares Toy Fair reveal, like that Unrivaled 17 looked great. We saw it today.
Yeah.
You know, so that was awesome. It's a great time to collect. It's a great time to be a wrestling fan. Even better time to collect wrestling figures.
100%. Like, and again, you guys just added to that market and made it even more exciting. So that's just really cool. Yeah. So,
what a rush, right?
Tell the people literally
where they can follow you in case they're living under a rock somewhere and they don't.
You're welcome to follow all the Ringside social channels at Ringside C. My, you know, social channel is at Dramatico Rising, but I don't, you know, I'm not a huge social media guy. I'm more on like the Moxley side of things than I am on the, you know, the Ryback side of things. So I'm not a big poster, but I'm over there and, you know, you can shoot me DMs or whatnot. And, Ringside C is where you're going to see everything across all social channels, but I'm on Instagram lurking around, at Dramatico Rising. And then, YouTube, of course, like there's always our YouTube, videos and whatnot. And that's, I got to go OG with that. And, cause that's where it started for me. Yeah. So, I'm around.
We are the Fig Guys. You can get all of our links at thefigguys.com. And just to let you know, Tuesday we will not be live. We will be going live Monday at 7 p.m. because I'll be working Tuesday. So
somebody's got a birthday coming up.
All right, let's not talk about that. But hey, that's why I'm going to Vegas. Hey. And listen, after going to Mania last year in my backyard, it's like I don't know if I can miss another one of these. That weekend was just amazing.
You only turned 30 once, Tom.
Oh, I like it, Mike. Just took 20 years off my age.
I didn't hear nothing. I don't know what you're talking about.
All right, guys. Thank you so much for watching. Thank you, Tom. Again, congratulations to you and everybody at Ringside. We will see you Monday night. Fig Guys out.
Thanks for watching, Fig Guys.